This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Tuesday morning. It's August 18th, 75 degrees outside under sunny skies at 7:06. Yes, you heard that right. Today's high temperature, 107 degrees. 100, like after 100, should we even bother counting anymore? But 107 degrees, we're expected to break the record today. And on Wednesday, the same thing. High temperature is 105. We could see a record-breaking day on Wednesday as well. So brace yourself. Try to keep yourself cool. Drink lots of fluids, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. We have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office making an arrest after a body is found in the North Canadian River, and they're crediting the Flock cameras for helping them crack the case. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III will be here to talk about that. An investigation is underway after video surfaces of inappropriate behavior from Anadarko football players. A Holdenville mom says her baby was beaten at a local daycare. What police are saying about it? A big fire in an apartment building in Oklahoma City forcing evacuations. Oklahoma's Secretary of State is arrested. The charges that he's facing now. What will downtown Oklahoma City look like in the future? City leaders want your input. Well, for the first time in nearly a century, you can buy silencers at your local gun shop. We'll talk about that on your 2A Tuesday with Don Spencer from the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. Plus, we'll be taking your calls and comments. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in the murder of Stephanie Denson, whose body was found in the North Canadian River back in May. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III says 54-year-old James Thompson, Denson's boyfriend at the time, was arrested on Friday by U.S. Marshals. Investigators say Flock camera footage and phone records helped to place Thompson at the scene of the murder. Denson appeared to have been stabbed and her throat was cut. The sheriff says Denson's family also reported a history of violence and that she was afraid to leave Thompson. He faces charges of first-degree murder and desecration of a human corpse. Newly released search warrant documents reveal text messages prosecutors say show the founder of an Oklahoma City nonprofit discussing the purchase and distribution of drugs. Jennifer Roberts founded the OKC City Crisis Nursery, which helped children and families in crisis. Roberts and eight others, including her brother, mother, facing charges now. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says investigators found evidence suggesting the nonprofit money may have been commingled with personal funds. The documents include a $150 Cash App payment to Roberts' brother labeled Nursery Help, which prosecutors say was connected to an alleged drug purchase. Drummond says the investigation also uncovered possible misuse of donated funds. An Oklahoma City man will spend 6 years in federal prison after being convicted of possessing a firearm following a previous felony conviction. The Justice Department says 29-year-old Trey Ward was arrested after Oklahoma City police spotted him committing multiple traffic violations while riding a motorcycle near Southwest 61st Street and South May Avenue back in December. When officers attempted to stop him, Ward allegedly abandoned the motorcycle and took off. He was caught a short time later, and officers found him carrying a gun. Ward was sentenced on August 7th to 72 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. An investigation is underway in Anadarko after video captured inappropriate behavior involving several junior high school football players during a practice water break. Anadarko Public School Superintendent Danny Pittman says district officials have reviewed the video and determined the students have been left unsupervised by staff. Because the case involves minors and school employees, the district says it cannot release the video or provide specific details about what happened. Pittman says the district will hold those responsible accountable and make policy changes to prevent something similar from happening again. Meetings with those involved are scheduled for this week, with disciplinary action possible depending upon the outcome. A Holdenville mother says her 11-month-old son was allegedly abused by a staff member at the Clubhouse Child Care Center. She says she picked up the child on August 10th and found him crying with bruising and blood on his face. Staff reportedly said that he had suffered a fall, but doctors later found what appeared to be bite marks on his back and more serious injuries. The center says The employee involved is no longer working there, and that the center itself is cooperating with investigators. Holdenville police confirmed the investigation, and an arrest warrant has been submitted to Muscogee Creek Nation for review. Emergency crews responding to a large fire at the Explorer Pipeline facility in Glenpool on Monday morning, forcing nearby schools to shelter in place and some homes and businesses to evacuate. Officials say lightning struck a tank shortly after 8:30 a.m., starting the fire near Highway 75 and West 126th Street. At least three tanks containing natural gasoline were involved. Firefighters worked to keep the flames from spreading, and officials say the site has since been secured. No injuries were reported. Police closed 126th Street between Casper Avenue and Elwood Avenue and asked people to stay away from the area while crews continue monitoring the situation. A wildfire near Anadarko destroyed four homes on Friday, forcing several families to start over. One of the homes had been in the Valdez family for six generations. Darren Valdez says it was heartbreaking to lose everything, but he's grateful that no one was home when fire reached the property. The family is staying with relatives while looking for a new home. Valdez says churches and community members have provided food, clothing, and other essentials, and a local Walmart manager gave the family a $300 gift card. The family has also started a GoFundMe to help rebuild. Fire crews responded to an apartment fire last night in northwest Oklahoma City, evacuating the building as a precaution. The fire broke out near Northwest 50th Street and Portland Avenue, right across from Integris Baptist Medical Center. Firefighters say the flames remained outside the building and started in a small catwalk between the apartments. No injuries were reported. Fire investigators remained at the scene to determine what caused the fire. Residents in the area may continue to see emergency crews while the investigation is underway. A motorcyclist is critically injured after a crash involving another vehicle on Monday evening in Midwest City. Police say the collision happened around 6:45 near Air Depot Boulevard and East Reno Avenue. The motorcyclist was taken by ambulance to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the other vehicle was arrested at the scene on suspicion of driving under the influence. Police have not released the identity of the motorcyclist just yet. The crash remains under investigation, and authorities have not released additional details about just what led to the collision. Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin LePack was arrested on Friday night on suspicion of public intoxication after Edmond police say they found him standing at the drive-thru window of a McDonald's. According to a police report, officers found LePack around 10:45 p.m. Police say that he was slurring his words, smelled of alcohol, and had trouble retrieving his identification. LePack initially told officers he had not been drinking, but later said that he had consumed part of a beer. LePack's office says he was simply waiting for dinner, was not given a breath test, and will address the ticket through the legal process. The case will be handled in Edmond Municipal Court. LePack was appointed Secretary of State by Governor Kevin Stitt back in 2025. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is investigating Republican State Representative Danny Williams over allegations he violated state conflict of interest rules. The commission voted August 13th to move forward with a formal investigation, saying there is reasonable cause to believe that a violation may have occurred. The investigation is the third involving Williams, who is up for re-election in November. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert previously notified lawmakers about internal and external investigations into allegations of improper behavior toward a House employee. Hilbert also cited concerns about possible misuse of state resources. Well, when Oklahomans head to the polls on August 25th, they'll be asked to consider State Question 846, which will put the state's voter identification requirement into the Oklahoma Constitution. Oklahoma already requires voters to show identification before receiving a ballot. The current law requires an ID with a name matching the voter registration, a photo, and expiration date, unless it's a military ID, and it must be issued by the U.S., Oklahoma, or a tribal government. State Question 846 would not change those requirements. Instead, it would move voter ID requirements from state law to the Constitution, making it much more difficult to change in the future. 75 degrees and sunny at 7:15. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, an Oklahoma City toddler is making medical history after becoming the first person in Oklahoma to receive a partial heart transplant. Angelica Marino Roman was born with a serious heart defect and had already undergone two major surgeries before her first birthday. Doctors at Oklahoma Children's OU Health replaced two damaged heart valves with living valves from a donor heart. Now, because the valves are living tissue, doctors say they have the potential to grow with Angelica, potentially sparing her from repeated open heart surgeries as she gets older. Fewer than 50 partial heart transplants have been performed throughout the entire nation. Well, like we mentioned before, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in the murder of Stephanie Denson, whose body was found in the North Canadian River back in May. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III says 54-year-old James Thompson, who is Denson's boyfriend, was arrested by U.S. Marshals. Now, one of the big breaks in this case, investigators say flock camera footage helped to place Thompson at the scene. So lately, if you've paid attention to the news or been on social media at all, you've seen the flock cameras have been getting a whole bunch of bad press. Most of it, in my opinion, based on inaccurate information and honestly irrational fears. Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III will be joining us live in studio to talk a bit about that. It's 75 degrees and sunny at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking out Freedom Traffic. Got some construction issues you need to be aware of on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd Bridge Work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentec polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
When you wield government beyond the scope of enumerated powers, you get problems. When you try to assume the power of state sovereignty, you get problems. When you try to expand government to fix things that the private sector should be fixing by being simply left alone, you create problems. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning. It's Tuesday, August 18th. It's going to be a scorcher today. Look for mostly sunny skies. Ready for this? 107 degrees for a high today. We're going to break some records. Tonight, it'll be clear and warm, low of 76. On Wednesday, sunny and hot, 105 degrees. Again, we could break more records on Wednesday than on Thursday. Mainly cloudy. We could see a little bit of rain possible off and on throughout the day. Fortunately, that's going to cool things off to a downright frigid 99 degrees. 75 degrees right now and sunny at 721. The new Freedom 96.9 is teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Join us for the third year at the beautiful Devon Lawn for the 13th annual Project Life 5K 1 mile run. Help to raise money for smoke alarms for Oklahoma City residents in need. Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn. For registration and more information, go to freedom969.com. It's really a kind of cool program, too, because they offer not only free smoke detectors, but they'll install them for free. And it's really a life-saving effort. So if you want to go for a little bit of a run, make a few bucks, and help out your neighbors, that's a great way to do it. Well, flock cameras played a key role in Oklahoma County murder investigation, helping investigators identify and locate a suspect. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III says 54-year-old James Thompson was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the killing of Stephanie Denson, whose body was found in the North Canadian River back in May. Investigators say flock camera footage, along with phone records, placed Thompson at the murder scene. He faces first-degree murder and desecration of a human corpse charges. Sheriff Johnson is joining us live in studio. Investigators did an amazing job with this one. This was a difficult case because this was a case where back in May, a couple of fishermen found the body in the North Canadian River. Anytime you're talking about a body being found in a river in moving water, it becomes a very difficult scene to try to process because in most cases, as with this case, there's decomposition of the body. Because the water is moving, and in this case it was moving at a pretty good pace because the city had recently opened up Lake Overholster and caused an increase in the water flow. So now instead of having all of the evidence in one spot like you would with a traditional murder scene, the water spreads it over oftentimes miles. So it's very, very difficult to try to crack a case like this. But in this case, the investigators of the sheriff's office are pit bulls. They simply don't give up. And one of the things that you had mentioned during your press conference yesterday, which I could tell you were upset about, was that in this case, the victim, the family had mentioned that this guy had beaten her in the past and choked her in the past. They had asked her, well, why don't you just leave? Well, she's afraid to stay with him. Yes. She's afraid to leave. This is what we oftentimes see in abuse cases.
Certainly. You know, that is why we partner with many organizations. YWCA, we partner with Palomar, all of these different organizations that really target specifically domestic violence because we see how impactful it is to the person going through it and then to our community with that ripple effect with your family and your extended loved ones who are suffering because you're in this situation. And just like this, the lady wanted to leave. She was afraid to. And then we're at this result where she has lost her life.
And any time you're able to get justice in a case like this for the family and for her, that's got to be satisfying.
You know, that's what we do it for. I will always say we are here for the victims. We're here for the families of the victims. We're here to get vindication for that and to bring peace and also bring justice to a situation where someone was done wrong. And our investigators do a good job of working diligently, making sure, you know, there's a lot of questions. And the news kind of, I guess, conference we had yesterday with all of our media partners. And you know, what I told them is attention to detail. Our investigators are very persistent when it comes to looking at the small, minor details that oftentimes people overlook that can mean or that can break cases wide open.
And in this particular case, obviously you want to build the strongest case you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
And that does take time.
Yes, sir.
Again, the body was found back in May, just now making an arrest. You did have a reporter yesterday ask about that. What took you so long? To which my thought was, well, exactly how long should it take? But the point is that you've got to make sure that all of the evidence is rock solid before you present it to the DA's office, before you present it for prosecution. And in this case, one of the moving parts in there were these flock cameras.
Yes.
Talk to me a bit about that.
So the flock cameras, which is highly debated right now, and certainly for good reason. We have people who are concerned about privacy issues and things of that nature. And so I think this is one of the times where certainly the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has always been open and communicated with our community about everything we do and everything we're involved in. Mm-hmm. There's nothing hiding behind a veil there. So I tell people, we utilize these flock cameras. They are the images and the things that they capture are what any citizen can capture with their eyes, can see each and every day. This isn't a breaking into people's privacy,
right?
But they are certainly helping law enforcement in the efforts to solve cases that otherwise would go unsolved. And I think right now where law enforcement is at with flock, we're certainly hear from our communities about, you know, one, the importance of privacy is of the, it's the utmost importance, and we right. have to make sure we honor people's privacy. Nobody wants to be, you know, just infiltrated.
Right.
And so we understand that, but I think right now where law enforcement is, you have to communicate how we're not invading your privacy mm-hmm. and how this is benefiting cases.
And it's important to talk about what these cameras do and what they don't do, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yes.
What the cameras do is they're able to spot a vehicle based on either a license plate or a description of the vehicle, the color, make, model, whether or not it might have a dent in the front end, might have a broken windshield. And with that, it's able to essentially follow where that vehicle goes. Mm-hmm. What it does not do, it doesn't have facial recognition capability. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the ability to write tickets. It doesn't have the ability to determine whether you're speeding or not and write you a citation. Mm-hmm. It does none of that. And it's important to note that all of these are put up in public spaces. They're mm-hmm. not put up in private spaces.
Yes.
So as the Supreme Court has ruled, there's no expectation of privacy in public places. So any place that you can take video of somebody with your cell phone, these flock cameras can also do the very same. There's no difference in it whatsoever. Flock has addressed some of these privacy issues. Yes. In that they have, instead of holding it the video now for 30 days, they only hold it for 7 days. Mm-hmm. And if it appears as though a police officer who is accessing it might be doing so for nefarious reasons, mm-hmm. it automatically shuts that officer out and requires some type of justification from that agency as to why that officer was looking at things.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, obviously, within any type of line of work, including police work, you've got a few bad apples. Mm-hmm. But you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater in a case like this. Police officers have been known to speed. Does that mean that police officers shouldn't use cars anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't make any sense not to use these flock cameras when they don't invade anybody's privacy mm-hmm. and they do solve crimes. The case that you had just mentioned is a prime example of that. We had a case right out in front of the radio station about a week and a half ago where a woman was hit by an alleged drunk driver and killed. And the only way the police were able to find the hit-and-run killer was through these flock cameras.
Yes, sir.
Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office had a case a while back where a woman was kidnapped and flock cameras were used to find out where the suspects had gone. Yes. And that case was solved literally within an hour.
Yes.
So you're a fan of these flock cameras.
Certainly a fan. But I still think with law enforcement, the one thing that we have to do is communicate this to the citizenry and let them understand how we're utilizing this tool, how it benefits them, and address the privacy concerns that they're all worried about, because you touched on a lot of things that do not happen that people believe that they do.
Sheriff Tommy Johnson III, thanks so much for coming out. And again, nice work to your investigators for cracking this case. Really, really nice job. It is 75 degrees and sunny at 729. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. President Trump defended his directive to the Pentagon to scale back joint military exercises with South Korea. Trump said Monday, as the memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran was about to expire,
the U.S. will heavily bomb Oman if it gets in the way of the U.S. reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Also, during an interview with Fox News, Trump called on Iran to raise the white flag. I'm Chris Caragio.
The deal was reached in June and aimed to pause fighting as well as reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Something called the ABC tax deduction is costing New Jersey nearly $190 million a year. A New York State judge pushed back Luigi Mangione's state trial, originally set for September, following his federal guilty plea. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I once represented a worker injured on a job site. At first, everyone treated it like a workers' compensation claim and nothing more. But we looked at the site. We looked at the different companies, the different contractors, the different safety responsibilities. And then we found another company who had actually created the hazard that injured our client. That changed everything. Work injury cases are not always simple. Sometimes it's a third party responsible for what happened. At McIntyre Law, we investigate beyond the obvious. If you were seriously hurt at work, call us before you assume you know your only options.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police are investigating after two people were stabbed during what authorities described as a domestic dispute near Southwest 89th and Southwestern. EMSA treated both victims at the scene for injuries that weren't considered life-threatening at the time. Police are also working to determine whether a third person may have been involved as their investigation continues. Well, Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin LePack was arrested Friday by Edmond police on suspicion of public intox. According to the arrest report, an officer found LePack at a McDonald's drive-thru shortly before 11 p.m., reporting he had extremely slurred speech and smelled of alcohol. He initially told officers he hadn't been drinking, but later acknowledged having a beer and disputed that he'd driven to the restaurant despite his vehicle being parked there. A spokesman for LePack's office said he was waiting for dinner, was not given a breathalyzer test, and will address the ticket through the legal process. Guthrie High School is set to be closed today due to an ongoing faulty chiller affecting air conditioning in more than half the building. The missed day will reportedly be made up later in the year. Staff at Guthrie will report to work and be relocated to areas of the building that still have air conditioning in the interim. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tired of hard water stains, cloudy dishes, dry skin, and mineral buildup? You don't have to call the water company. Your local experts at Service Pro Plumbing install quality water softener systems that help protect your plumbing, extend the life of your appliances, and leave your water feeling better throughout your home. Better water starts with one call. What are you waiting for? Call Service Pro Plumbing or visit ServicePROOKC.com right now.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Pros, find the right flooring for the job in Lowe's newly redesigned flooring showroom. Shop our expanded assortment of trusted brands and get up to 35% off style selections, Stainmaster, and Stainmaster Pet Protect Special Order Carpet. And while you're here, save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 6-amp-hour 2-pack of batteries. Now just $179. Get more of what you need faster and save more where it counts from the ground up. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 8/26 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 107, breaking the record of 104 last seen in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tonight will be clear and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but the day will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature nearing the record high of 107 set in 2023, reaching a high of 105. Thursday will be mainly cloudy and hot with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas, reaching a high of 99. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. It is 75 degrees under sunny skies right now at 7:36. We're going to be seeing a very, very hot day throughout the day today. Look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 107 degrees. We're going to break some records. Tonight, clear and warm with a low of 76. And then tomorrow, look for sunny, hot conditions with a high of 105 degrees. Oh, wait a minute. There's the hotline. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Aaron, Mr. Haney, you know, I'm reminded my friends down in Bug Tussle. They went to the state fair every year, and the husband always said, I sure would like to ride that helicopter. And his wife always said, but it costs too dang much. It's $100, and $100 is $100. Well, eventually, he was out there one year, and the pilot got so tired of them complaining about it, he said, I tell you what, if I take you up in the helicopter and none of you say anything, then I'll give you the ride for free. Well, they all got into the helicopter, and he took around and started pulling G-forces and moving around upside down and all around, and they didn't say a peep. And they got on the ground, and the man went up to the pilot and said, well, that was a lot of fun. And the pilot said, I couldn't believe that you didn't even say a word. He said, you know, I was tempted when my wife fell out, but $100 is $100.
Oh, Mr. Haney, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you. Let's check out those Freedom Morning News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man for the murder of Stephanie Denson, whose body was found in the North Canadian River back in May. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III says 54-year-old James Thompson, Denson's boyfriend at the time, was arrested by U.S. Marshals. Investigators say flock cameras and phone records helped to place Thompson at the scene of the crime. Denson appeared to have been stabbed and her throat was cut. The sheriff also says her family reported a history of violence. Thompson faces first-degree murder and desecration of a human corpse charges. Newly released search warrant documents reveal text messages prosecutors say show the founder of an Oklahoma City nonprofit discussing drugs. Jennifer Roberts founded the OKC City Crisis Nursery, which helped children and families in crisis. Roberts and eight others, including her brother and mother, facing felony charges. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says investigators found evidence suggesting the nonprofit's money was mixed with personal funds. The documents include a $150 Cash App payment to Roberts' brother, labeled Nursery Help, which prosecutors say was connected to an alleged drug purchase. Drummond says donated money may have been misused. An Oklahoma City man will spend up to 6 years in prison for possessing a gun after a previous felony conviction. The Justice Department says 29-year-old Trey Ward was spotted by Oklahoma City police committing several traffic violations while riding a motorcycle near Southwest 61st Street and South May Avenue back in December. When officers tried to stop him, Ward allegedly abandoned the motorcycle and took off. He was caught shortly after, and police found him carrying a gun. Ward was sentenced to 72 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. An investigation is underway in Anadarko after video captured an inappropriate behavior involving several junior high school football players during practice water break. Superintendent Danny Pittman says the district officials reviewed the video and determined that the students had been left unsupervised by staff. Because the investigation involves minors and school employees, the district says it cannot release the video or provide specific details. Pittman says those responsible will be held accountable, and the district will make policy changes to prevent a similar incident. A Holdenville mother says her 11-month-old son was allegedly abused by a staff member at the Clubhouse Child Care Center. She says she picked him up on August 10th and found him crying with bruising and blood on his face. Staff reportedly told her that the child had fallen, but doctors later found what appeared to be bite marks on his back and injuries more serious than a typical fall. The center says the employee is no longer working there and that it is cooperating with investigators. Holdenville police confirm an investigation and say an arrest warrant has been submitted to the Muscogee Nation. Well, emergency crews responded to a large fire at the Explorer Pipeline facility in Glenpool on Monday morning, forcing nearby schools to shelter in place and some homes and businesses to evacuate. Officials say lightning struck a tank shortly after 8:30 in the morning, starting the fire near Highway 75 and West 126th Street. At least three tanks containing natural gas were involved. Firefighters worked to prevent the flames from spreading, and officials say the site has since been secured. No injuries have been reported. Police closed off part of 126th Street and are asking people to stay away while crews continue to monitor the area. A wildfire near Anadarko destroyed four homes on Friday, forcing several families to start over. One of those homes had been in the Valdez family for six generations. Darren Valdez says losing everything has been heartbreaking, but he's grateful that nobody was home when the fire reached the property. The family is staying with relatives right now while looking for a new home. Valdez says churches and community members have provided food, clothing, and other essentials. A local Walmart manager also gave the family a $300 gift card. The family has started a GoFundMe to help them rebuild. Fire crews responded to an apartment fire on Monday night in northwest Oklahoma City, forcing residents to evacuate as a precaution. The fire broke out near Northwest 50th Street and Portland Avenue across from Integrus Baptist Medical Center. Firefighters say the flames outside remained outside the building and started in a small catwalk between the apartments. No injuries were reported. Fire investigators remained at the scene to determine the cause of the fire. Residents in the area may continue to see emergency personnel while that investigation continues. A motorcyclist is critically injured after a crash involving another vehicle last evening in Midwest City. Police say the collision happened around 6:45 near Air Depot Boulevard and East Reno Avenue. The motorcyclist was taken by ambulance to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the other vehicle was arrested at the scene on suspicion of driving under the influence. Police have not released the motorcyclist's identity. The crash remains under investigation, and authorities have not released additional information about what led to that collision. Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak was arrested on suspicion of public intoxication after Edmond police say they found him standing at a drive-through window of a McDonald's. Officers say Lepak was slurring his words, smelled of alcohol, and struggled to retrieve his identification. Initially said that he had not been drinking, but later acknowledged consuming part of a beer. Lepak's office says that he was waiting for dinner and was not given a breath test. He plans to address the ticket through the legal process. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is investigating Republican State Representative Danny Williams over allegations he violated conflict of interest rules. The commission voted August 13th to launch a formal investigation, saying there is reasonable cause to believe a violation may have occurred. It's the third investigation involving Williams, who is up for re-election in November. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert previously notified lawmakers about internal and external investigations into allegations of improper behavior toward a House employee. Hilbert also raised concerns about the possible misuse of state resources. The ethics investigation is now formally underway. Oklahoma voters will consider State Question 846 on August 25th, which would put the state's voter ID requirement to the Oklahoma Constitution. Oklahoma already requires voters to show identification before receiving a ballot. The current law requires an ID with a matching name, photo, and expiration date, except for military IDs. It must also be issued by the United States, Oklahoma, or a tribal government. State Question 846 would not change those requirements. Instead, it would move voter ID from state law into the Constitution, making it more difficult to change. An Oklahoma City toddler is making medical history for being the first person in Oklahoma to receive a partial heart transplant. Angelica Marino Roman was born with a serious heart defect and had already undergone two major surgeries before her first birthday. Doctors at Oklahoma Children's OU Health replaced two damaged heart valves with living valves from a heart donor. Because the valves are living tissue, doctors say they could grow with Angelica and potentially spare her from repeated open heart surgeries. Fewer than 50 partial heart transplants have been performed nationwide, according to OU Health. Well, Oklahoma City's Key to Home Partnership is expanding its care program, which helps people experiencing homelessness find housing and support services. The team formed back in May and recently helped its first person move into housing. with another expected to move in next week. The team works with people over time, building trust and connecting them with behavioral health services and housing case management. Now a grant of more than $300,000 from the Oklahoma City Community Foundation will help to expand the program as the city works to close homeless encampments and assist people with higher needs. Well, what could downtown Oklahoma City look like a few years from now? City leaders are asking residents for input on a proposed plan that includes more housing, a downtown grocery store, and better ways to get around. Ideas include a greenway connecting the east and west sides of downtown for pedestrians, bicycles, and vehicles, plus a possible pedestrian bridge across the Oklahoma River. Long-term plans could also include a film school and studio on land that could become available if the current county jail is replaced. Officials stress these are only proposals and want public input before moving forward. Guthrie High School is closed up today because of an air conditioning problem affecting more than half the building. Guthrie Public Schools says a faulty chiller is causing the issue. The high school is the only campus affected, with all other schools operating normally. Students who attend Meridian Technology Center and Favor Alternative School will also follow up their regular schedules. District officials say they will decide later on how to make up today's missed school day because virtual days are no longer available. High school staff are still required to report to work and will move to areas with air conditioning. Well, for the first time since 1934, federal rules governing gun silencers are changing. A new federal law eliminated the $200 national firearms tax on suppressors, and a federal judge has now struck down related registration and approval requirements. The ruling took effect on August 13th, but does not apply nationwide. The whole thing is honestly pretty confusing right now. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association is joining us after the break to talk about it on this 2A Tuesday. It's 76 degrees and sunny at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out. Freedom Traffic got some construction issues you need to be aware of on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Bridge work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive carefully.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
In rural Oklahoma, you pray for rain, prepare for drought, and no matter what, you're back at work tomorrow. That's the Oklahoma conservative Jessica Weingart knows. Jessica Weingart grew up farming. She runs the family hay business and understands what it means to raise her children with strong Oklahoma values. That's why Oklahoma ag leaders trust Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's earned the endorsement of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, National Landowners Federation, and Hands Off My Land. In the Senate, Jessica Weingart will defend our farms, protect our private property, and preserve our way of life. August 25th, vote Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's with us.
Not paid for by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Oklahoma Conservative Coalition, P.O. Box 89, Lawton, Oklahoma, 735-0258-0529-8807.
Tired of hard water stains, cloudy dishes, dry skin, and mineral buildup? You don't have to call the water company. Your local experts at Service Pro Plumbing install quality water softener systems that help protect your plumbing, extend the life of your appliances, and leave your water feeling better throughout your home. Better water starts with one call. What are you waiting for? Call Service Pro Plumbing or visit serviceprookc.com right now.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425. As we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, you're not going to want to miss it.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday morning, August 18th, 2026. It's going to be a hot one today, mostly sunny today with a high of 107 degrees. You heard that right, 107 degrees. We're probably going to break some records today. Tonight, clear and warm with a low of 76 on Wednesday. Look for mostly sunny skies and hot with a high of 105. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, hot, rain possible off and on throughout the day. That's going to cool things off for us quite a bit. We're going to see a high of just a frigid 99 degrees on Wednesday. It is 76 degrees and sunny outside at 7:52.
I have a constitutional right to bear arms.
Look, I got my rights.
I know my rights.
This is 2A Tuesday, defending your Second Amendment right. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on the new Freedom 96.9.
Well, the first time since 1934, federal rules governing gun silencers have changed. A new federal law eliminating that $200 national firearms tax on suppressors, and a federal judge has now struck down related registration and approval requirements. So that ruling took effect on August 13th. It does not apply nationwide, though. The whole thing is ridiculously confusing right now. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association is joining us live on this 2A Tuesday. Don Spencer, the first person in Oklahoma to buy a silencer just after midnight.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's going to be as hot as the gun, as the silencer sales at cops' gun shops in Oklahoma City. That was the place to be. There were people lined up buying them at after me, including our attorney for U.S. Law Shield, Robert Robles, who will be at the OK2A OKC meeting tonight at H&H Gun Range at 6:30. We're going to answer a ton of questions because we know you got them. But let's do this, Aaron. Let's just keep this to suppressors, our conversation for right now.
Okay.
Because the short barrel thing, I'm all in. You should be able to do whatever you want. It's a gun. It's your gun. But let's focus on the suppressors.
But I do want to touch on the short barrel because there's a lot of confusion right now on what you can and can't do.
Right. But on the suppressors, if you're a GOA member and you buy from Silencer Co., you're covered under the umbrella. You are covered under it. So the thing is whether the FFL will sell it to you, because they're still waiting for ATF direction policy on this,
right,
which I find hysterical because they've been kicked in the teeth. I don't think they can hardly talk on the deal. So we'll see how that continues to play out. But they're still waiting to see. But on the short barrel issue, I would not get too far ahead of myself ahead of this. I know there's people wanting to take the stocks off and put a solid stock back on, and they want to put a short barrel on. Don't get in a hurry just yet. It's going to happen. It will happen. We've waited 92 years. Please just wait a couple more weeks here.
So what's the holdup? What's the confusion with it?
The confusion is the paperwork trail on, since it's basically being dissolved, but between the communication between the FFL and the ATF is the concern is like a trust. Does the trust for your short barrel gun? What happens now? If I reconvert my gun, what happens then? Do I have to report it? These are all the peripheral issues that are flying up. These questions are flying up. And I'm just back to real simple basics to four words. Shall not be infringed means the length of the barrel of a gun is nobody's business or what is attached to it. You mean they don't regulate scopes, which, gosh, so not lasers, they're not regulating other flashlights that attach to it. They should have never been regulating a suppressor or a silencer ever.
While I agree with you in principle, I still don't want two guys in dark suits knocking at my door tomorrow.
I agree, because they'll probably found you because of the flock cameras you've been driving over to the gun shop looking at stuff. Gotcha.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
But anyway, I agree. No one wants to, but I strongly, strongly recommend even FFLs, companies like U.S. Law Shield and others, have FFL coverage. So if those two guys do show up, you have an attorney immediately to speak for you. And the exact same thing happens if you're a U.S. Law Shield member or one of these other members, that they will be your attorney immediately on the spot if those guys show up on your doorstep, which is a huge advantage because you have an attorney speaking for you and you just say nothing.
For the time being, though, at least for now, it's probably wise to foster under the assumption that you still can't have short-barreled rifle, short-barreled shotgun, correct?
Without the traditional paperwork, I would agree that that is what is, and this could change today. This thing is so fluid. It could change today just as soon as we see an ATF policy change. So, but I agree, we've waited 92 years. Just give it a week or two here, guys. Let's see what happens and go from there.
But in terms of if I want to get a suppressor, a.k.a. a silencer, if I want to get a suppressor today, I can do that.
If the FFL will sell it to you. And here's the other cool thing that made it so good is that Oklahoma, we got it passed, you thank you, OK2A, that you can use your handgun license as your background check. So I went in, made that purchase. There was no digital information sent to the federal government. It's all on paper, kept right there in the store.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I actually got mine from COPS yesterday. They had it installed. They did it in record time. But even though I'm a law enforcement officer, because of that, I no longer have my carry card. Because I'm a law enforcement officer, I can carry any place in the country. I no longer
It's obvious you can't be trusted.
That's
it's obvious.
But because of that, they had to do a background check on me, despite being a law enforcement officer, which I thought was pretty interesting.
It's that's how sad this is, and that was just a suppressor. It just attached. Mine was a piece of aluminum.
Yeah.
That fits on a 22.
Yeah.
You know, last week, that was a 10-year, $250,000 fine.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And it's important to notice, these suppressors, these quote-unquote silencers, it's not like you see in the movies where you've got a spy who goes into a library and shoots and kills somebody and nobody even hears it, or goes into a church and shoots somebody and nobody. It doesn't really work that way. Just kind of briefly tell me in 10 or 12 seconds how they work.
We both know that subsonic ammunition going through these, they are pretty quiet. They are pretty quiet in the smaller calibers. So how it works, it compresses or suppresses pushes the air out the front before the bullet, and somehow that manages to stop that crack.
Knocks down the sound.
Hard crack.
Don Spencer, thanks so much for joining us on this 2A Tuesday. I appreciate you. And I certainly appreciate you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.